Do you remember when we read that Jesus took an apron and began to wash the disciples' feet? This little word apron is a word that we still use today. There is a TV show about cooking that I like to watch. It is called MasterChef. The symbol of the trophy in this program is an apron. In Jesus' culture, serving was seen as weakness. Jesus presented a new model, leading through serving. Because of him, our contemporary culture values service. And today we have MasterChef with the apron as a trophy. Everyone in the program fights not to lose an apron. Not only that, the reward in the program is the right to wear MasterChef's apron. Isn't it ironic? I think it is even a little bit funny. Think about it. You wear an apron with the inscription Master Chef. Friends, even if you run from God, even if you don't like the Bible, don't you hear how God speaks to you through the Master Chef program? Listen to him. The way to be a master, the way to be a chef, leads through an apron. More than that, the highest reward for your humble service is an apron again. Many of us enter the road of serving others with the hidden desire to rule one day, to become influential, to be recognized, to get power. But somewhere on the road, the invisible hand of God changes your heart. You were thinking that serving others is a way to get something, but when you serve, you discover the joy and the pleasure of seeing how, through your service, the lives of others are changed. You discover, in the middle of the journey, that the highest reward is an apron, the right to serve. I love how Mother Teresa summarized her life. She said, "I slept and dreamed that life was joy. I was awaked and discovered that life was service. I served and discovered that service was joy." End of quote. What is the lesson for today, friends? Hear this. When we serve other people, God invisibly changes us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. You may ask, why do we have to change? You said that Jesus changed the culture and today serving is hot. Everybody admires people who serve others. Why do we have to change? We already serve. Yes, that is true. But we have to remember that we live in a narcissistic society. So many times we sit in the presence of others, looking at our iPhones like Narcissus was looking at the surface of the water, seeing no one but himself. Self-absorption. Yes, we can serve, but do we really see the people or just use them to shine, to feel better in our own eyes? If it is the case, then our service is not a worship gift for God. It is a gift for ourselves. I love Charles Spurgeon, a 19th century Baptist preacher. He used to tell this story. There was a gardener who grew the biggest and the most beautiful carrot in the kingdom. He came to the king and said, "O king, you are so loving, so just. I love you so much that I am giving you the biggest carrot in all the kingdom as a token of my love and service." The king looked in the gardener's heart and said, "I have a field next to your garden. I am giving this field to you as a token of my gratitude." There was also a nobleman on the court, and he heard the whole conversation. He said to himself, "A land for a carrot? Come on!" So the next day he came to the king and said, "O king, I train the horses from my youth. I want to give you my best horse as a token of my love and service to you. The king looked in his heart and said, "Thank you." Then he took the horse and went away. The nobleman was shocked, but the king said, "Here is your problem. The gardener gave me a carrot, but you gave yourself the horse." Friends, don't you see how many times we do things for others, but then we build our identity on our performance? We are good and caring as long as we feel that we will have advantage from it later. How then can we be changed on the level of our hearts? First, as we have said, by not ceasing to serve others, being for them, helping them. Commit yourself to serve, no matter what. Remember, do for others what they cannot do for themselves. Then, when we serve other people, God invisibly changes us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. As long as we be here on this earth, our good deeds will always be a mixture of a carrot and a horse, and a selfish worship and hidden agendas. But the more we hear the gospel, the more we see Jesus, we are changed. The horse is becoming a pony, and the carrot is becoming just a bigger carrot. The more we hear the gospel and then experience the gospel when we come to the table, we are changed. So when you come to receive His body and drink His blood, just think, just open your heart and experience Jesus. Experience His ultimate act of unselfish service. He has come to die for you, to receive you into His family. Before Him, we all are sons and daughters. We don't have to be afraid. You don't have to earn your own salvation. Jesus earned your salvation when He died for you. We are sinners, but we are justified. We are lost beyond measure, but we are loved beyond measure. See Him. Come to Him. Experience Him. Let Him wash your feet today. Amen.